Welcome to Preaching Points. Glad you could join us today. You're listening to the biweekly podcast of the Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, Haddon Robinson Center for Preaching. This podcast provides brief reflections on preaching that points you to preaching excellence. And in this episode, Jeff Arthurs sits down to talk about preaching with guest pastor and author Jeremy McKean. Each chapter in his book, The Model Sermon, gives a principle about preaching. And so today's principle, identify with the people.
Welcome back to Pastor Jeremy McKean. Jeremy is a pastor in the local area, and you may remember him from some previous Preaching Points. But we have him again to talk about some principles from preaching the sermon in Hebrews. Hebrews is a sermon. Is that correct, Jeremy?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I think so. It has the marks of orality.
All the marks of the sermon.
Direct address.
Yep.
Yeah. And the book is called The Model Sermon, Principles of Preaching from the Book of Hebrews. Jeremy, let's jump in. Let's take one of the principles, identify with the people. Where do you see that in Hebrews, and how can we do that today?
Yeah, well, in Hebrews, you have the sense of we're in this together in spades. I mean, I think it's a whopping 70-something times that the writer uses us or we. And you can think of some of the great passages in that book, let us run the race with endurance. And it's over and over. You get the sense that the preacher is not pointing the finger at me, just, you know, you need to do this and you need to do that, but kind of coming alongside and putting the arm around me. And I think one of the things we need to remember in preaching is to give our people a sense of, I know what it's like to suffer. I know what it's like to battle sin. We are in this together, to identify with them in that way.
Yeah. You know, I've found that it's a real encouragement to people on the topic of doubt.
Absolutely.
If you say from the pulpit, hey, I have doubts, there are times when.
Exactly.
It really gives them freedom, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times I might say, you know, trusting in Jesus doesn't mean that you have to have all your questions answered. I don't have all my questions answered. But you can begin by saying, all right, Lord, I'm coming to you and I'm trusting you. And just to even say that, like you're saying, from the pulpit, to craft a message, to preach to people in a way where they know, he lives in the same world I do.
That's right. So the preacher of Hebrews does this. Does he use you language?
You know, he does, but it's interesting that he starts with we and then moves to you. And so one of the things that kind of mentioned in the book is to try and take that approach, go from priest to prophet. As the old adage says, people don't care about what you know until they know how much you care. And so you kind of see that. He starts out with, we're in this together. I'm with you on this. You know, let us not drift. Let us do this. And then it ends with, but you need to pay attention.
That's great. I mean, that's good homiletical wisdom, and it's really neat to see it embedded
right
in the book of Hebrews. I don't know if I've ever noticed that before, that gradual shift to more of you language.
Well, yeah, and it's like in any relationship, it builds trust, right? We want to build trust with our hearers so that they can truly hear what God has to say through the text we're preaching.
So the principle is to identify with them, and then you break that down. For example, take the listener's side. What does that mean?
Well, I try to preach in a way that I would want to hear. And so, you know, I want to preach a sermon that I would want to come to listen to. And so that means to be excited about what you're sharing. There should be a sense of almost like a little kid, like I found something really great that I can't wait to share with my friends. And so one of the ways you take the listener's side is to have a zeal, to have an excitement.
Yeah.
And to think, how would I want to hear a sermon, and to try and produce clarity and directedness. And so you're coming at the message from their point of view.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Haddon Robinson, St. Haddon, I
think, yeah, especially right here, yeah.
I think Haddon said the people want the preacher to identify with them in their pain.
That's
and
right.
The difficulty they have in doing what is right. And then he says, but without letting them off the hook.
That's right.
And that's the right combination, isn't it?
That's right. you want to preach to hurting people because they're always out there.
Okay.
But at the same time, not letting them off the hook with, this is what the gospel means for us.
That's very good. Thank you. Identify with the people, Pastor Jeremy McKean, and we'll have you back for another installment.
Thanks so much.
And Jeremy McKean with Jeff Arthurs on this episode of the Preaching Points podcast. And the principle from the book of Hebrews for preachers that they talked about is identify with your listeners. Craft your message in a way that says, yeah, we're in this together. Well, thanks for joining us for Preaching Points, the podcast of the Haddon Robinson Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary in South Hamilton, Massachusetts. Now, we've got some great ways for you to grow in your preaching, from our flexible THM in preaching to a Doctor of Ministry in preaching, or you can check out our relationship with London School of Theology if you're interested in considering some PhD studies. Please visit our website at gcts.edu. Right, and always, thanks for listening to the Preaching Points podcast.